Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to welcome everyone to tonight's More Success Team prepaid legal conference call. We've got a really exciting call for you guys tonight, but to get things kicked off, I'd like to go out to the leader of the More Success Team, the Executive Vice President of Prepaid Legal, $500,000 income earner, ring earner, and that's none other than my papa, Mr. Ken Moore. Papa, are you with us? Hello?
Did you hear me, Jeremy?
I can now.
I must have muted myself. No way. I apologize. Did Mr. Shaw get on yet?
I'm hearing a lot of feedback.
I am too, Jeremy. One more time. Did Mr. Shaw get on yet?
I left him a message. I thought maybe he was on the line.
Okay. I guess we can go ahead and start the call. We appreciate everybody being on the call tonight, and sure that he will be on the next few minutes. We have on the call tonight someone that's going to introduce him, one of our own very people that always is here, one of the best team players we have, a national executive director, millionaire member, club member, a great leader, built a huge organization, prepaid. I'm sure in no time he'll be up to his $500,000 ring, Mr. Jeff Hughes. Jeff, you're on the call tonight.
I am, Mr. Moore. How are you doing?
I knew you were going to introduce Mr. Patrick Shaw tonight. We had some good things, and I don't know where he's at yet, but you might want to say a few words while we're waiting for him.
Yeah, that would be fine. Let's see if we can clear up the so we've got some background.
We sure have a lot of confusion.
Yeah. All right, that sounds like that cleared it up a little bit. Can you still hear me?
That sounds great, Jeff.
It sounds a lot better.
Well, thank you for having me on the call tonight, and I look forward to Mr. Shaw joins in the call. Look forward to introducing him, but I'm going to go ahead, while we're waiting on him to join the call, and just talk a little bit about my experience I just had out in Utah. I went out there to work with the team, had been out there in a few years, and just had a great time. They really treated me right, and Mr. Dave Hall is a great host, and this state leadership is a great host. And what I talked with them about is really what I've to talk to anybody about as I had the opportunity to say, you know, what should you be doing? I had some associates here on the team in Fort Worth the other night, you know, wanted to talk to me and, you know, just trying to figure out what they needed to do to restart their business. They were having some challenges and looking for some direction. I just kind of interviewed them and said, well, what's going on? How are you doing your business? So you have an opportunity to go to your business briefings? And the response was no. I work really crazy hours, and I haven't been able to go to the briefings. I said, well, have you been going to Super Saturdays and to your train classes? And the response was, no, my schedule just won't permit me to do that. And she goes, but I do go to my conventions. And I said, well, that's good. It's good to go to conventions. That's an important part of the success system. I said, but here's the challenge that you're going to have. You're part-time at Prepaid Legal. You're trying to build a team. That's what you say you're trying to do. You're not doing group marketing. You're doing team building. And I said, just honestly, the reason you're not having success in prepaid legal is you're not doing the thing that successful prepaid legal associates do. You're not involved in the success cycle. And here's the challenge that you have. You recruit somebody into prepaid legal. Maybe you go to a briefing with them, you know, to help them kind of get started. And then the next week they come back to the briefing and you're not there. And the week after that, you're not there. Well, the next week, they're not there. And I said, it's really hard to get your team to do something that you're not doing. And what I found and what I told people in Utah, I found that my team does about 50% of what I do right and 100% of what I do wrong. And I know that doesn't sound fair, but that's kind of the way it is. If you're trying to build a team, and that's, you know, even the group marketers that I talk to still want to build an organization. They still want to have, you know, a team, they want that passive income. And if you're going to do that, you've got to be doing things personally that you want your team to be doing. And you have to do them all the time. You can't do it inconsistently. You can't, like, occasionally show up at a business briefing or go to a couple Super Saturdays a year. It's really an all-or-nothing proposition. If you know that your team's not going to do what you, you know, even if you do it right, they're going to do it right about half the time. And if you miss it once, they'll all duplicate that wrong behavior. And so I talked about, you know, really what we're talking you know, what we're instructed to do, you know, by Mr. Savola and a lot of, and, you know, the other top leaders in the company, it's really, it doesn't take a lot of time to do it. I mean, it's hard to do it for a long time. I think that's the challenge for people. They're okay doing it for a week or two or a month or two, but when it becomes something that you do every day, every week, every year, people either get bored with it, they get fatigued, they get disappointed because they don't see the immediate gratification, they want to get rich quick or whatever.
Did Patrick get on?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Oh, well, good. I was tap dancing, but I don't think you disagree.
I didn't want to interrupt you there.
Well, yeah, you'll have plenty of time, and I'll shut up. But I want to, and I'm going to switch now. I just tell you guys, that's just the honest truth. If you know, especially if you're part-time and you're not focusing on marketing, you know, what you do is so critical, not only to your own personal results, but it's critical to your team's success. You know, they're going to duplicate you, and you've got to just do it right. And it doesn't take, you can do it 10, 15 hours a week. It doesn't require a lot of time. It just requires some scheduling and maybe some priority shifting, some rescheduling of your time, and that's okay. And some will say, well, I don't want to do anything that's going to conflict with my family's time. Well, I don't think you set family second for sure, but it's okay to shift things around.
Well, you know, Jeff, I'm starting in 26 years, and, you know, I still sit in on, like, group school sometime. I still go to Thursday night, Tuesday night meetings. I still attend APTs, you know. In fact, I'll be in APT this Saturday because all those things are important, and I think it's important for me as a person. I think it's important that my team sees me showing up after all these years. I find it more important, seem like it was the day I started. But right
absolutely.
Now, I would like for you, since you had such a great experience, I want you to have the honor of introducing me next speaker, because I think you have a great story.
Well, I will, and I'm going to tell a little story in my introduction. So I'm going to give you a straight introduction, Mr. Shaw. I'm going to go back to 10 and a half years ago when Cindy and I went to our very first business briefing in Dallas. Mr. Shaw used to lived here in the Metroplex and was one of the team leaders, market leaders over in the Dallas marketplace, and we were taken to his business briefing because it was so good, you know. And I asked, isn't there a briefing in Fort Worth, the town that I live in? And they were like, well, we don't want you to see that briefing. We want you to see the one that they do over in Dallas. Because Patrick just really did a great job with it. And we liked what we saw. And, of course, we went home and talked to my, showed my brothers a video, brought them back the next week. They liked what Patrick did. And I still use a lot of Patrick's lines to this day. You know, the thing I remember, Patrick, you talked about was the average bankruptcy last year in America could have been prevented with an extra $500 a month. That's probably still true today as it was 10 years ago. And the thing that I want, Patrick, for you to know is that Cindy and I saw in that first presentation how we could make $500 a month. But when we came back and took your Fast Start class, we saw how we could change our destiny and change the destiny of our children, and of our brothers and our relatives and, you know, lots and lots of other people. We really saw the big picture of Prepaid Legal. So I want to thank you for being such a great leader and such a great presenter and a great trainer. You've had a big, big part in the Hughes Brothers' success, and we want to give kudos to you. And, of course, Patrick, you've come on to tremendous success with Prepaid Legal and become a Millionaire Club member and, you know, Platinum Jacket recipient and multi-platinum, a 250 ring, and just all the accolades. Former, you know, regional vice president for a state. And I remember when we first met you, we were intimidated by you because you were bronze. And you know, we could hardly even believe it. Beyond belief. And the thing I want to thank you for is may seem kind of funny, but we, coming from Fort Worth and not really knowing anybody in the Dallas marketplace, we felt a little bit like outsiders. And I remember the day that you were at dinner together, and you invited me to come over and sit at your table with them. And that was such a big honor for me. I looked over at my brothers, and they were like high-fiving and, you know, thumbs up because I was having dinner with Patrick Shaw. You were always so welcoming and inclusive, and I want to thank you for your friendship over these 10 years. And I'll turn it over to you at this point.
Well, you bet. And Jeff, it's mutual. You know that, how much I have respect for you guys. And, you know, I'm not sure if I'd have gone as far as I did in prepaid, if it hadn't been, it takes a team, and each of us need all of us, and all of us need each of us, and that's true for every person on this phone call. You'd be surprised, you know, what words of encouragement, not only from leadership, but from people all around you, and that's what makes prepaid so great. And so I appreciate you guys so much. And Ken Moore, you know, to all of us, obviously, just an icon in prepaid and one of those first people I ever heard at the first presentation ever. And so I'm grateful for that as well. And, guys, I'm going to be really brief. You've got some incredible leadership. I'm going to let you get back to your call. I'm going to dive in, and I'll answer any questions if I can, but I was just – actually, I'm with a group of folks tonight, too, so I squeezed away to jump on the call. But here's the thing I was thinking, you know, that I've been training on more than anything, and it pertains to all of us, and it pertains to people at every level. And it pertains to you if you're trying to get to the next level about what you have to do personally. When you try to motivate somebody, we've all had somebody – who didn't show up at an event. They got started 3 weeks later. They'd never been to an event, and you're about to lose them because they haven't been close to the fire. It's true if you're trying to get somebody to watch a DVD, and it's four simple things that you can do. And in my experience in 13 years in prepaid and a couple years before that, a few years before that in network marketing, is this has always held true in every single organization. And the organizations that grow the fastest do the best job of this. I know Jeff Hughes does a great job of the four things I'm about to talk about. Ken Moore did it. It's a given. But I think sometimes, as simple as it is, it's overlooked. So here's the number one thing. In every conversation, if you can, is you find out why somebody would even be interested. I do it when I'm about to prospect. Are you keeping your career options open? You know, I find out a little bit. Sometimes I'll go so far as, well, what do you do now, and how long have you been doing it, and do you enjoy it? What don't you like about it? If you could have any career in the world, what would it be? I'm gathering information. When I have somebody who doesn't show up at an event, I call them back, and I said, hey, let me ask you something. Why did you get started in the first place? You know, they can't avoid that question. I don't say, hey, where are you in prepaid? Because they may say, I'm ready to quit. It was a bad idea. But I ask them a question where I know what the answer. There was a reason they signed up in that room. They wanted something, $500, $1,000, $10,000 a month. I don't know what it is. They wanted to buy their mom a home or send their kids to better school or take a vacation or buy a new car. But there was something. And if I can reawake that thing that motivated them in the first place, it's a big deal. I mean, in every aspect of our business. So number one is know the why. Number two is give them a goal that relates to it. Now, that might be for the guy who hadn't showed up in 3 weeks, it might be to get them to the next regional event. It's that simple. That's your goal. I want to get them to the event. But when you get on that call, you're clear about what your purpose is. I think sometimes we get lost in conversations with people, and before you know it, we're wandering all over the place, and we don't know where to go. Well, if you talk about the why, and then you figure out a goal that will help them achieve the why. If they want to go to director, and that's their why, maybe they need to book three more PBRs. That's the goal. We're going to book three PBRs. You see, a goal is not always a car or a house. It can be a goal in that conversation to help them achieve, to get them moving forward. It could be their first check. Well, what's the goal? Now, step three is the action step. What is the activity that needs to happen to get that person to achieve that goal? Well, it might be put a list together, make the phone calls together, and book the PBRs. It might be, hey, I need to pick you up so we can go to the event on Saturday. You see, that's an activity. And if you will write these things on a piece of paper, stick them on your office desk, and you look at them in every single conversation you're in, you know these four things. And what's the fourth? Is you hold them accountable to it. You hold them accountable to it. It might be calling and booking a time to make calls with that person. It might be calling and giving them words of encouragement about a larger, bigger goal, an executive director shooting for platinum. You know, I was thinking the other day, I got to platinum really quick in prepaid. I was determined to do it. There was nothing that was going to stop me. I believed with every fiber in my being. But part of me wondered, what if I had been determined to get four platinums in the organization? Would it have affected who I recruited and how I recruited them and the attitude I had and the goals I set if I had had the intention of recruiting four platinums instead of four EDs? You right? I mean, it's these little things that are powerful. So there's my words of wisdom, guys, for whatever that's worth, and I'll throw it back to you. If you got any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Well, no doubt. Can you hear me okay, Patrick?
I sure can, Mr. Moore.
I never know if I muted myself in or out. Well, listen, first of all, I want to say thank you for being on the call tonight. It's always an honor to have you on the call. Call, you've been a good friend to the team. We appreciate that. And if we could ever be on your call or do anything for you, we'd be honored to do that. But we do owe you a debt of gratitude for Jeff Hughes because he's been one of the best team players we've had on the team. He's always there. He's to step up to the plate. He just thanks the world of you. But those were great words of wisdom. I'm sure Jeremy has some things he wants to ask you. And if there's anything else you can think of, you could throw out to the team tonight, we'd appreciate it because we've got them calling from all over the United States, from Nashville, Tennessee to Denver, Colorado tonight to listen to you. So any words you could give them, I'd appreciate it. Jeremy?
Well, Patrick Clark, Papa said, if there's any couple of little nuggets, and you gave us some great information there. Anything else that you'd like to add tonight? Could you take a few minutes and just we've got the call. We don't have it open for questions, but just one or two little nuggets that you can give people in addition to what you've already said.
You know, Jeremy, as much as anything, to some degree, I'll repeat that same training as I would ask people. I was just finishing a book called The Answer, one of the best books I've ever read. And it was kind of the answer to the secret. It left people out there thinking, you know, they could just think about it a few times and they'd be good and put it on a memory board, but, you know, a dream board. And that's just not enough. I mean, there's a process to success. And it begins with that why. You know, I heard one of the Hughes brothers say once, you have to have a why that makes you cry. And that stuck with me forever because I don't care who it is. If they don't have a big vision for what they want in their life, they don't have to have the how or the know-how or the skill, but they've got to have a burning desire. And I believe that a burning desire can be developed. I don't care who you are. I believe it can be developed, but I think there are things, little steps, the slight edge that need to happen in order to develop a great burning desire. And that starts with setting the goals and visualizing what you're trying to accomplish. And I would just encourage you, more powerful than anything I could say, is to go get a book. It's called The Answer, incredible book, on that very specific subject of figuring out and having clarity in your life. I think that's the biggest thing. And guys, I am so happy to get on. I won't tell you what's going on tonight. I just make people feel bad, but I wanted to be on this call. It's enormous respect I have for Ken Moore. And I am happy to get on next week's call or the following week. You guys tell me, but I'm leaving a whole crew of folks right now in the middle of something, and I kind of feel bad about it. So I want to jump there, but I want to be available at the same time. I can't tell you the enormous respect I have. And when Ken asks me to do something, it pretty much doesn't matter what it is. I'm going to find a way to make it possible, as I did tonight. And so I appreciate you guys. And Mr. Moore, I will be taking you up on you being on our team call on Wednesday night.
Hey, I hope you have a great evening.
I do. I will. And guys, I appreciate you so much. I'll talk to you tomorrow, Ken.
Les, have a good evening.
All right.
Bye-bye. Jeremy?
Well, as always, Patrick did a great job. Is Jeff, are you still on the call?
Jeff? We must have muted him out, Jeremy.
Okay. Well, you know, we had another phenomenal week at prepaid, Papa. I know things are the momentum we've created the last couple of months, it hasn't slowed down a bit. You know, I just think right now we're at a really unique time in prepaid business, just like it is every year. You know, the last 2 months, traditionally in the 10 years I've been involved with prepaid, have always been my two biggest months, and that's just because of the you know, the opportunity with the holiday season approaching us, rapidly approaching, you know, what better opportunity there is than prepaid legal to be able to get into something, to put some immediate cash flow into your family's coffers to, you know, give yourself a better Christmas that otherwise you couldn't have done. And, you know, because the need for our product is greater than it's ever been in the 10 years I've been involved with prepaid. People need what we have. They buy what we have. We don't have to sell it to them anymore. We just need to tell them that we have it available and people are buying it. And I don't know of a better way to give your family a better holiday season and to be able to go market a few prepaid memberships and recruit a couple of people and put a tremendous amount of income in your pocket. Wouldn't you agree with that, Papa?
You know, yes, Jerry, I would agree with you. You know, I said last week, and I'll probably say a few more times before the first of the year, but every year for years and years this time of year, I always hit people when I'm trying to recruit them if they hesitate a little bit. Would you rather give Uncle Sam your money? Would you rather have it yourself and become a prepaid associate? Because besides of all the other benefits in the world, you get a great tax write-off when you become an independent business person, and for a few dollars you can do that and save taxes at the end of the year. So it's not going to really cost you anything if you just do it right. You know, Jeremy, well, some things we're all missing now is, you know, we have a benefit association, and I talked to several people this last week that started buying their benefits, you know, like their health insurance and everything, through the association, and I haven't never pushed that very much, and I got to look, and I thought, wow, I'm missing telling the team about it. Some of them knows about it. Some of them don't. But it costs $50 for 5 years to belong. Yet some ladies was telling me, I was out, my wife and I took a couple ladies out this week, Will and Annette Barnes, one of them on the call tonight, and they was telling me they could buy insurance better than Blue Cross and Blue Shield for a lot cheaper price through the Benefit Association. You know, that's something people, so many people's out of jobs, and some people will join prepaid and buy a membership and get associate just so they belong to the Benefit Association, get their insurance and things through it, so to save them money there too. And I think we've neglected to tell people about that. We've neglected to tell people about the investment club, where you can put as little as $25 a month and buy prepaid legal stock, which automatically makes you part owner in this great company. And I've said it no telling how many times on the calls, but once you own a prepaid stock, it gives, psychologically, it gives you a better feeling, because when you're out there building and selling, not only are you making money and leaving a legacy for your family, you're owning part of prepaid legal, and it's just something psychologically about it. It makes you feel better about building your own company, not only your private company, but a great company like prepaid legal. And those things do help you. And this is a great time of year to recruit. The best times I've ever had recruiting have been the last of November and December, every single year for all of these years. So I think people should pay attention to that. I think if they have failed during the years, they should take their list. If they've had a warm list and they've worked it, and then they had some people that check it out all over what you call you, or maybe you got a chicken list that you just been afraid to call the people, you put them off and put them off. It's a good time of year to call your chicken list. What are they going to do, folks? You're already afraid to talk to them because they're going to say no. But if they say no, you haven't lost a thing. But what if one out of 100 is afraid to says yes, and they turn out to be Jeremy Moore or Patrick Shaw or Dave Savola or someone like that? What if they turn out to be someone like that? But what if you don't ask them and someone else does? Then you're going to be very sick. So why not go ahead and get the no out of the way, and maybe you'll get that yes, and you'll get that winner while you're at it. There's no reason you can't do that, is it, Jeremy?
No, that's exactly right, Papa. And, you know, right now I think they always have some really, really inspirational things to say, some really practical tips they always give us, and that's some of the top people on our team, and that's none other than $250,000 ring earners and Platinum Executive Directors Kyle Cambrell from Albuquerque. Kyle, are you with us?
Yes, sir, Mr.
Oh, Martin. Good deal. Kyle's with us.
Well, Kyle, do you have a few words you'd like to share with the team tonight?
Yeah, I've got some feedback. Can you hear me clearly?
Yeah, you're
great,
Kyle.
I'm always glad to hear Kyle speak.
Fantastic. Thank you for the opportunity. It was what an honor to hear Mr. Patrick Shaw. I just love his training as a master network marketer. Not only that, you know, one of my favorite part of the call was just the introduction from Jeff Hughes. We forget about the significance and wealth of relationships.
Isn't that a great deal?
Oh, yeah, just the story, and you know, that makes what prepaid legal, because all of us have either been benefited, been a recipient personally or indirectly from the team, from other leaders in other marketplaces, and that wealth what makes prepaid legal such a wonderful family and just big team. But we had a training this Saturday for the team, and I just wanted to share some basic things that I shared, a couple, two or three lists that real quick that help put things in perspective and just keep people's focus. But I wanted to also remind people that this morning I sent out a text to one of my executive directors, and I said, did you hear? In fact, I was sending out an email to the whole team just to remind them about the corporate leadership call this morning, because from the back half, probably about 20, 25 minutes in, you had back to back to back, you had Mr. Brian Carruthers, you know, million, 1.7 million a year, whatever he makes, you know, just industry icon Jeff Olson, and then Mr. Darnell Self. And it was just a phenomenal last 25, 30 minutes. But Mr. Carruthers' points on really some philosophies and mindset of what's going on in the marketplace, and I'm not going to even try to reiterate what he did in really about 18, 19 minutes. I would just encourage everyone on the call to make, if you didn't hear it, to get it, and then go back. As Jeff Olson even said, take two pages or take notes on it. I got three text messages and a comment right after the call in less than 60 seconds. It's like, wow, what a leadership call. Wow, great call. Wow, I took two pages of notes just on Mr. Carruthers' comment. So I would just that's the beauty of having the Internet, because you can pre-retrieve information, and maybe if you didn't get it in real time. And so go to your back office, click on Associates Only, click on the leadership call, go about 15, 20 minutes in. As soon as Mr. Carruthers starts talking, listen to that and grab your notepad. Now, let me just, one of the things I taught this weekend was every associate goes through three phases, and here's the first one. It's not worth it. And that is when we're putting more time and energy into our business than we're getting back. Maybe it's the reward, the financial compensation we want. Everyone goes through it. In fact, one of the things I taught, I believe that 90% of associates actually get weeded out or quit, stop too soon, whatever it may be, during that first phase. The second phase is it is worth it. So the time and the energy that you're putting in, the sacrifice that you're taking away from your family, but the financial compensation or the time freedoms that you're getting back from the benefits of the business is worth it. But only about 8 to 9% people that, about 10% people make it there, but still 8 or 9% stop too soon before they get to the third phase. And I think this is where the 1 to 2%ers make it through. And that is, I'm not worth it. And I'm being a little facetious there, but what I'm saying is that the compensation that you're getting back for the time that you're putting in, the compensation far exceeds it. And that's the beauty of network marketing and leveraging the direct sales industry, and why the majority of us are in here, the passive income, is to make it through, it's not worth it, to get through, it is worth it, and get to the point, I'm not worth it. Because when you have a $1,000 day, or a $2,000 day, or a $5,000 day, or a $7,000 or five-figure day, and you didn't even sell a membership that day, that is in a phenomenal place to be. That's part of the dream. That's why we're on these conference calls. That's why we're on these events that are so important that Mr. Shaw was talking about, Mr. Hughes was talking about. That event, that briefing, was a key to the Hughes Brothers organization. And so that's why we put that time in the beginning. Also, I train the four different types of people that you're going to run into. You're going to run into people that you think you're going to, and it's so hard, especially when we recruit as many people we did, like in the 90-day blitz, you know, and it's, you think you're going to, you have four types of people. Hey, this person's going to do it, and you think they're going to do it, and they don't. And that's frustrating. And then the second part of people, you have the dudes that do. Hey, I think they're going to do it, and they actually do the business. And that is awesome. But then you have the people that you actually don't, you recruit them, and then they come onto the team. You don't think they are going to do it, and they don't disappoint you. They don't do it. They don't do anything at all. And then you have the fourth type of people that, hey, you know what? I don't think they're going to do anything, and then they pleasantly surprise you, and they do it. I mean, I have a millionaire club member on my team. When I first met him a few years ago, I thought, this guy's not going to do the business. Turned into one of the hardest workers, and now is, like I said, a millionaire club member, and it's amazing. So you have the do-dos, the do-don'ts, the don't-don'ts, and the don't-dos. And my point is that none of us know. Here, don't prejudge. You don't know who is who. It is if you knew that, you could write a book and become, you know, and make millions and millions of dollars. And then again, I just want to remind people about the part-time formula. 90% of the people in prepaid legal part-time, you know, two exposures a day. Are you really doing two exposures a day? Are you, like Mr. Jeff Hughes that I heard several years ago, I love what he said. He says, are you gossiping about prepaid legal twice a day? Are you going to a weekly briefing? You know, which was the key we heard in that introduction to Mr. Shaw and the Hughes Brothers. They saw it. They saw a great, excellent, proper presentation, and it changed the destiny of your family and 50,000 other associates coming into the business because of as of that? And then are you plugging into a monthly training, a half-day training? Are you going to two weekends a year talking about the conferences? And then are you committed to that process for 24 months to 60 months or 2 to 5 years to really make halftime freedom, where you can look in the mirror and say, can I have the day off? And then you can answer yourself back, yes, because you're the boss. That's the dream. That's what I closed out my briefing last week. And I had a lady come up to me and say, I want to be able to look in the mirror and say, can I have the day off, and answer yes and not ask someone else. And that's what we're committed to this business. Back to you, Mr. Moore. Thank you for the time to share.
Well, thank you very much, Cal. We always appreciate everything that you do. And with that, Papa, I'll turn the call back over to you.
Can you hear me okay, Jeremy?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Well, Kyle always has great words of wisdom. Pizzas has never been the same since he left Ada, but everything else is great. Just have to throw that in, Kyle. Thank you, Kyle. Thank you, Jeff. Of course, thank Mr. Patrick Shaw and Jeremy. You always do a good job. Folks, let's keep on putting God first and our family second. Let's get after this prepaid. Let's finish this year as we've run a good race all year. We're way ahead on recruiting. We're way ahead on volume. So let's just keep it that way. Again, God bless you. Good night.
Good night, everyone.